Dr. Pinsky, dictating email. I am Anthony Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T. Anthony Stewart is a 39-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 2/5/21. But at that time, he was using a pallet jack when he injured his lower back. But he went to the emergency room in Atlantic City afterwards. Pretty did further evaluation and treatment, including injections, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He states his last treatment was in September of 2023. Period. New paragraph. Per your cover letter, this is a reopener claim in which he alleged disability from a work accident on 2/5/21, for which he received an award on 6/13/22. For this was 20% partial total for the orthopedic residuals of a lumbar sprain with a disc herniation at L4-5 and a disc herniation at L5-S1, comma post pain management injections. Period. New paragraph. I have also been provided with medical records that show on 2/19/21 he was seen by Atlantic Care, stating he was pulling a pallet out of the aisle and felt a pop in his lower back. But this continued to be present on the right side. Period. He was diagnosed with lumbar strain and placed on modified duty and Tylenol number 3 as necessary. Period. There is then a long gap in chronological gap in the records until 3/23/23 when he was seen neurosurgically by Dr. Glass. Period. He learned Mr. Stewart was pulling a pallet of soda and juice from the rear and moving it from the rear of the grocery store to the front on 2/5/21. But the wheel caught and wrenched his lower back. Period. He had been treated with physical therapy and ibuprofen and a home exercise program. Period. He also had seen pain specialist Dr. Kwan. Period. At the time of his last visit, he had mild residual low back pain that was non-radicular in nature, significantly improved. Period. In the intervening interval, he never returned to work for Pepsi. Period. Initially, he was employed as a driver / delivery person who picked up COVID-19 tests from schools and delivered them to a facility for testing. Period. These were small boxes, and there was no heavy lifting required. Period. After that, he is now currently working as an Uber Eats driver. Period. He delivers bags of food ordered online. Period. He denied any pain-free interval in his lumbar region. Period. Dr. Glass noted a lumbar MRI from 5/22/21. Showed a disc bulge at L4-5. Period. At L5-S1, there was a small central protrusion without significant neural compression. Period. He ordered lumbar flexion extension x-rays. Period. On 5/22/23, they discussed treatment options, including surgical intervention. That was not favored at that time. Period. He did want to continue physical therapy. Period. Unrelated to his spinal problem. Scratch that. The lumbar MRI was reported by the radiologist as showing retroperitoneal abdominal lymph nodes. That was a medical disorder unrelated to the spinal problem. Pretty would seek care under his health insurance as this was not a work-related problem. Pretty saw Dr. Glass again on 7/19/23, having completed 4 weeks of therapy with only 10% reduction of low back pain with left buttock extension. Period. At that juncture, Mr. Stewart wanted to pursue pain management consultation. Period. On 5/17/23, he did undergo lumbar MRI compared to a study of 522-21. These results will be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. He was seen by pain specialist Dr. Saxton on 8/29/23. Period. He recommended epidural steroid injection. Period. This was conducted on 9/26/23, he returned and was doing well after the injection. Period, he was going to continue with his exercise program and follow up in the future as needed. Period, new paragraph, prior records show. On 4/26/19, he was seen at AtlantiCare. The emergency room complained that he injured his back at work. Period, a machine on the truck was broken and had to lift trash cans into the truck and felt pain in his back. Period. He was empirically diagnosed with a, quote, back injury, end quote, for which he was treated and released. Period. On 4/26/19, he was seen at urgent care by Dr. Stern. Pretty stated a machine on the truck was broken and he had to lift trash cans into the truck and felt pain in his back. Period. He was then treated and released. Period. On actually, that date I just gave you was 4/26/19. On that should be 4/29/19. I'm sorry. On 4/26/19, he was seen by Dr. Roger. Period, his lumbar strain was stable and improved, so he was discharged home. Period, put this in parentheses. This may, in fact, be the emergency room visit. Period, on 4/29/19, he did see Dr. Stewart at HealthMed, and had thoracic x-rays that showed normal anatomy. Period, x-rays of the left scapular region were also negative for bony pathology. Period, he was diagnosed with muscle sprain and strain of the left shoulder and left scapular region, as well as left thoracic paraspinal region. Period, he was prescribed tramadol and cleared for regular duties as of 4/30/19. Period, he saw Dr. Lin, L-I-N, at HealthMed on 5/3/19. Period. He had full range of motion, but there was tenderness palpation to the lower midline of the thoracic spine as well as the left scapular region. Period. He was to continue to treat himself with cryotherapy. Period. Medication adjustments were made along the way. Period. He did have formal physical therapy on the dates described. Period, as of 6/20/19, he reported having only recently attended 2 sessions of physical therapy. Period, he was scheduled for therapy that night and would have another 3 sessions the following week. Period, Dr. Stern diagnosed lumbar strain and sprain with subjective complaints with a normal physical exam. Period. He was already working full duty and could continue to do so. Period, he had a final visit on 6/27/19 having finished therapy. Period, overall, he feels fine and denies any lower back pain. Period, he has been working regular duties and has some discomfort at the end of the shift. Period, it was thought his sprain and strain had improved nicely. Period. Mr. Stewart asked Dr. Stern about getting an MRI. Period, when asked why this was the case, the petitioner related, quote, he just wanted to document the state of his back. Period, end quote. Dr. Stern appropriately educated him on the appropriate indications for an MRI. Period. On 4/29/19, he had x-rays of the left shoulder that were negative for fracture. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He was mildly tender to palpation at the left paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. Period supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the left at 80 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period on the right at 90 degrees. No low back or radicular symptoms were elicited. Period impressions. Anthony Stewart alleges to have injured his back at work on 2/5/21 when moving trash manually. Period. He came under the neurosurgical care of Dr. Glass and had a lumbar MRI on 5/17/23 to be inserted here. Period. He had physical therapy afterwards. Period. He had a single epidural injection from Dr. Saxteen. Period. He was released from Dr. Glass's care on 7/19/23. Period. New paragraph. This petitioner had a documented history of a prior back injury in 2019. Period. He was seen at Atlantic Care Regional Medical Center for this on 4/26/19 and was evaluated by Dr. Roger. Period. X-rays of the left shoulder on 4/29/19 were negative. Period. He followed up at urgent care with Dr. Stern and improved nicely with physical therapy. Period. He was able to continue working in a full duty capacity upon discharge. Period. Interestingly, on that visit, the petitioner requested an MRI to document the state of his back. Period. This was notwithstanding the fact that he already had a lumbar MRI on 5/17/23. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the back. Period. Notwithstanding his prior award, there is no substantive objective abnormalities that would warrant an estimate of permanency. Period. He confirms that he feels better now than when he first was injured. Period. He has some lower back pain, but no radiculopathy. Period. So there is 0% permanent partial total disability at the back. Period. The underlying mild degenerative changes in the form of disc bulges in particular comport with the natural age-related changes of life. Period. And that is the end of